Hello and welcome to the Poem of the Week podcast in the Inner Sanctum. And as you will know, if you listen in regularly to this podcast, that I try to follow the liturgical year and the calendar year. Obviously, we're in Lent, so last week we had a selection of medieval Lenten poems, or a couple, I think it was only two. This week, however, we have two major feasts coming up in the coming week. I'm recording this on the 12th. So on the 19th is St. Joseph's Day, which is a very special day for me because it was on St. Joseph's Day in 1989 that I was received into the church. So it's always a special celebration, apart from the fact, of course, that St. Joseph is himself worth celebrating. Except that apparently poets don't agree with me. In the sense that, you know, there aren't a great deal of great poetry. There isn't a great deal of great poetry about St. Joseph. So I'm not going to read any poems about St. Joseph. But the other great feast day, of course, especially if you're from the British Isles, and especially from Ireland, that takes place this coming week is on March the 17th, 2 days before St. Joseph's Day, when we celebrate the feast of St. Patrick. So what I thought I would do this week by way of celebrating St. Patrick's Day is to have some poetry by Irish poets. In actual fact, not Irish poets, but an Irish poet, my favourite Irish poet. And it's not Oscar Wilde. I know I wrote a book called The Unmasking of Oscar Wilde, but my admiration for Wilde has more to do with the lessons we can learn from his life, hence I wrote the biography of him. But also, I actually very much love his novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray. And that's sort of literarily what I fear this is best work. And of course, his plays are marvellous. But I don't think he's a great poet. The Ballad of Reading Gaol is certainly worth reading. And parts of it are certainly worth reading in the Poem of the Week podcast, which I'm sure we will do at some point. But I'm actually going to concentrate on four poems by my favourite Irish poet. Today, I think we can squeeze four in, at least hope we can, and that is W.B. Yeats, marvellous poet. And I'm just going to have read four, because there are many others we could. But so first of all, The Second Coming by W.B. Yeats. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the centre cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely the second coming is at hand. The second coming. Hardly are those words out when a vast image out of Spiritus Mundi troubles my sight. Somewhere in sands of the desert, a shape with lion body and the head of a man, a gaze blank and pitiless as the sun, is moving its slow thighs while all about it reel shadows of the indignant desert birds. The darkness drops again. But now I know that 20 centuries of stony sleep were vexed to nightmare by a rocking cradle. And what rough beast its hour come round at last slouches towards Bethlehem to be born. Creepy poem. And again, that opening stanza. Just to read a few lines, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to. Things, and think about it in terms of the zeitgeist, the world in which we find ourselves. Things fall apart, the centre cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. That's not an encapsulation of the hideousness of the culture in which we find ourselves, I don't know what is. Okay, and now the second of our Yeatsian poems. Ed wishes for the cloths of heaven, by W.B. Yeats. Had I the heavens embroidered cloths, and wrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths, of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams. And the next one, Down by the Sally Gardens, has actually got a beautiful tune set to it. I don't know who wrote the tune, but I would advise you, maybe when you finish hearing me read it, you take things up a level and YouTube Down by the Sally Gardens and find someone with a good voice who sings a beautiful tune to it. But even without the tune, this is beautiful poetry. Down by the Sally Gardens by W.B. Yeats. Down by the Sally Gardens my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow-white feet. She bid me take love easy as the leaves grow on the tree. But I, being young and foolish, with her would not agree. In a field by the river my love and I did stand, and on my leaning shoulder she laid her snow-white hand. She bid me take life easy, as the grass grows on the weirs. But I was young and foolish, and now am full of tears. Well, that perhaps is very much Yeats at his most melancholy best. Now I'm going to finish to conclude our foursome, our four poems by W.B. Yeats with another great favourite of mine. It's also a great favourite of my father, my late father, who would quote, recite this poem to me. There were several poems, a number of poems that my father knew by heart, and this was one of them. Also, by the way, variations upon it, or at least inspired by it. The Isle of Innisfree, for instance, a song by Bing Crosby. If you really want to do your YouTubing, it doesn't follow the words of the poem, but it's the same spirit. Okay. The Lake Isle of Innisfree by W.B. Yeats. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there, of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings, there midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway or on the pavements grey, I hear it in the deep heart's core. Well, thank you so much for joining me in our St. Patrick's Day celebration in the Poem of the Week, where we've enjoyed four poems by the great Irish poet W.B. Yeats. So until next week, enjoy St. Patrick's Day, enjoy St. Joseph's Day, and I'll see you next week. Until then, Lenten blessings to you and yours.